Hey, Jersey Rockers, Nikki Black here on another episode of the Artist Support Series. As you know, this series is all about highlighting those who work within the music industry to help support local music and keep the New Jersey music scene alive and thriving. So I have Rocky, the general manager of the Court Tavern, along with Kelsey, who is the promotional manager of the Court Tavern, hanging out with me in the studio. We're going to be talking about New Brunswick and how the Court Tavern has been a staple live music venue in the New Brunswick music scene. So thank you guys so much for stopping by and hanging out with me in the studio. Now, are you guys from New Brunswick yourselves?
She lives in Middletown. I live in New Brunswick. I'm actually a native. I was born and raised in New Brunswick. So a lot of people kind of go like, how do you grow up there? It's like, how did you grow up anywhere? It's like you got born and plopped somewhere.
People just think it's just like one heaping pile of music and that's all happens. There's no schools, there's nothing else.
Did you grow up in a frat house or like did you grow up in a bar? It's like, no, I lived in a very suburban neighborhood like you all probably did, with like a cul-de-sac and stuff where I rode my bike and played Manhunt.
So, Rocky, how did you first start working for the Court Tavern in New Brunswick?
I've been a musician for most of my life at this point, and then I'd played there a ton under the old management. And I remember in January of 2012, I was at the last show there, which was Gates, Vasudeva, Old Nick, who are now Owl, and a couple other bands were playing. And somebody asked me, like, oh, when are you going to play here again? And I was like, I don't know, man. We might take a break from playing here for a little while. And literally the following Monday or Tuesday, it was locked. Closed, nobody could get in. And so a couple months afterwards, like maybe a month and a half, my dad had run into the current owner, Mike Baroud, in town when he was just about to buy it. He was like thinking about buying it. My dad, you know, had us exchange numbers or something like that and said, hey, if you need to know how the music went, my son knows what's up. And Mike was kind of like, you know, yeah, give me a call. And so we sat down and I just kind of gave him the details of how shows would go. And after a few months of me just kind of giving him what I think should go down or what I think should change, he offered me the management position. I was really scared because I had never done something like that before. Yeah. But I just kind of went with it. And luckily, like, I was able to filter out a lot of the people that I was presented with who I thought had kind of negative attitudes or, you know, who didn't really understand what the place was about. And then one by one kind of bring in people into the fold, like Kelsey, who just really wanted to work there, who liked the music scene, who wanted to do something cool. And our friend Oz, who is like another manager, you know, we kind of got to put together a team. We all help out. We all have like day shifts where, like, you know, because the bar's only open at night. So we have day shifts now where we can go in and take care of stuff in the office and like make sure we have shows booked and taken care of, and we make sure we have flyers made. Kelsey will go to the record shop in town and like drop off flyers or like go around town and kind of like make sure that there's some kind of presence.
The other day I walked around the Rutgers campus for like 2 hours, just hand out flyers to people. I made a calendar just of all the shows we have going on for October, hand out to people, tapes it up all over campus, all over town. So I'll just do that like every once in a while too. And just make sure the flyers are rotated inside of Court Tavern too, so people can come, look at our one wall where all our flyers are hung up and the shows are in order of when they're coming up.
Trying to make sure that people who come by have an idea of like, oh, like that band's playing or this band's playing, or there's something that might just catch their eye in terms of a visual. Like if you're into metal and you're coming just one night to see your friend's band and you see like this flyer with the unintelligible metal font, you're gonna be like, oh yeah, like I want to go to that. Yeah.
So that's kind of like a hefty responsibility to be like, now this place is closed, it has all this history, people have fought to keep it open over the years, and now you're gonna take over the reins of that.
It was really weird, but it was also something that I felt like, because I've been a musician, like I said, for a long time, and at the time I was in a band called Let Me Run, and we had been, you know, touring and recording and doing like the normal band stuff. And the one thing that I kind of missed, or one thing that when the Court closed, I actually wrote like an article about how, as much as it was filled with problems, it was still a place for us to play, and it was still a place for bands to grow and to do stuff. And so when I got the opportunity, I hesitated because I was, you know, like I said, I was scared. Like you said, it's a hefty responsibility.
Yeah.
But what I kind of came down to is that if I said no and someone else came in and did it wrong,
you would regret it.
And the place closed in a month or something like that, I would have been like, I could have made something cool of this. So I kind of felt like I needed to at least see it through to make sure that it didn't fall apart because somebody just didn't know know what to do.
What do you think it is kind of about the Court Tavern that it's so near and dear to people and they don't ever want to see it go away?
What I see with a lot of local bands that come through is they come in and they feel comfortable. And they're so stoked to be there, whether there's 5 people there or 50 people there. There's something about the environment. They just love to be a part of, like, our locals that come in. We have, like, you know, our regular people that come in, just support every band that comes through. And they just want to be a part of the New Brunswick scene. There's something about playing in the basement, just the vibe. And even our staff. It's pretty awesome. You just make friends every show. It's pretty cool.
It's been this staple for so long. And, you know, like, every time we send somebody's asking about a big show or something like that, and we send out like the standard line of like, these are the bands who played here. It's like, it's crazy that like Pavement and Nirvana and Superchunk
and Butthole Surfers
and, you know, and then like the Souls and Gaslight and like all these bands that now have either established crazy indie rock careers or like, you know, are still doing like really great and big things, to know that they all kind of either started or keep coming back to this place because it's just, like you said, like it's a staple. I think that that kind of plays into itself. It almost feeds itself, where you start going to shows there and then you play there and then you outgrow it a little bit, but you keep going back because that's where you saw this awesome band, or you keep going back because you want to see more awesome bands because you knew that's where you came from. Like Kelsey said, there's, you know, these local bands that just want to be part of it and they're stoked to play. And honestly, like the bands that are just there because they're excited to play a show,
it's my favorite.
It's by far the favorite bands to see, because they really love it. They really care about the music part of it, and it's not so much about, you know, money or popularity or whatever it is. It's mostly just like, hey, we get to play music in front of people. How much fun is that?
Yeah, I'm sure they feel like they're a part of something. And like you said, it has that family vibe. And I've had tons of bands that have come through here and they talk about the Court Tavern and their eyes light up. They just get so almost emotional even talking about the venue.
Yeah, it's so cool. You even walk downstairs in our basement and there's so many just stickers on the walls of all these bands that have played there in the past. And if I like show people where to put their gear or whatever, like, oh my God, this band sticker, this band sticker, that's so cool. Yeah. And I'm just like, it's awesome.
No, it's pretty freaking cool. So since you guys took over in November 2012.
Yeah, I got the job October, like I said, like first week of October 2012.
So when Rocky, you kind of took over, and Kelsey, you were working your way up. What was kind of the envision that you had for your time with the Court Tavern?
From day one, before I had a job, I walked into myself and Andy, who promotes a lot of our shows. He's been a really close friend for a long time and like kind of a partner in crime for this whole thing. Like from day one, I was like, we need Andy involved. So when Mike got the keys to the building, he brought Andy and I down. And the first thing I said was, get rid of the bleachers, cut down the bar downstairs, fix the toilets. Those are your first three things you really need to get done. Because I just wanted to see a place that was really focused on having great shows. But since then, you know, kind of like once I started really working there and having to see like the two sides of like being a musician and knowing how it is to play a show and want to get taken care of and wanting to play in front of people and ultimately have the music kind of be the center focus, and then also being a bar manager where you have to like see your bottom line and make sure you have product and make sure that you're paying your bills and stuff like that. What I really kind of zeroed in on was, I want a space where we cultivate kind of like our own little garden of bands who want to provide for us and we want to provide for them, and we're just working together to consistently have this place stick around and have new music come about. Because, you know, we were talking about this kind of before, like when we first got here, and just when a band comes up to me and they have this attitude of like, oh, you know, we're gonna drop our stuff in and then go off to another bar and drink and then show up for our set and tell all of our friends exactly when we're playing and then have all our friends show up for just our set and then leave, it becomes a lot harder for those bands, in my opinion, to have these lasting relationships that are gonna not only gain them a fan base but enrich them musically. Before I was in Let Me Run, I'd been in bands for years. And what really I feel like made me a better musician was once I started interacting with the group of friends that I got through playing music and through being in Let Me Run, I started seeing like, oh, like I would have never done this if I had gone home. Yeah. I would have never done this if I didn't stick around for the other bands or become friends with these other bands, because I genuinely liked what they were doing. And I think that that's like a big thing. Like, you know, again, to answer your questions, like when I'm trying to make a space where we're cultivating each other, I want to see bands who genuinely like what they're doing and what the people around them are doing. And if you don't like something that the people around you are doing, then you don't have to work with those people, or you don't have to support them in that way. Our goal is to have a space where you want to support everyone around you. You want to support what you're doing. You want to support our bar because you're genuinely excited about everything that's going on. And I think that that's like, you know, kind of like, again, like we were all talking about it. It's just that when you're not genuinely excited about creating something musically and you're not genuinely excited about the music around you, you become insulated in this way where like you don't want to go out. You don't want to promote the show. You're just trying to get your friends to come hang out for a little while and have a normal like Friday night.
And we can see that too. So it's like, oh, well, they don't want to be here. They won't come back, you know? And the bands who come in, they have a good time. They want to be here. We'll have them back all the time. And like, oh, then listen to their friends' bands. They'll make recommendations to us where it's like, oh, this is my friend's band. Listen to them. And we're like, oh, okay, cool. And for the bands that, you know, have a good vibe and they come along and they want to just play and they tell us that, we'll listen.
Yeah, kind of have respect for the venue and the show and what's going on. I think it's interesting how you say that you want to create that environment, but I feel like that's kind of mainly on the bands, though, to create that environment.
There is a certain level of the bands having to do their part, yeah. I think, like, we just want to try and put that, at least the vibe out there, like, that foster that environment in a way where we can say, like, hey, look, like she said, the bands who really want to be there, who really love what they're doing and who, like, stick around for the whole show and they've never given us an issue and they understand kind of both sides and we take care of them as much as we can, they're the ones that we keep calling back. The bands who, you know that, like, hey, we only brought 5 people out tonight. I didn't expect to get paid a ton of money, you know, but they know that, like, if they bring out 50, we're going to pay them what we think they deserve and what they should get. You know, you promoted and you kicked ass tonight. That's awesome. You deserve to get taken care of and we want you to come back and we want you to do this stuff. And we understand everybody has off nights, but knowing that, like, you came in with a positive attitude, you wanted to be here, you stuck around for the other bands, that makes it easier for us to, like, pour our efforts into that band or into those groups of people. Because I think, like you said, you know, yeah, there's a lot on the bands, but we can try and support and show more enthusiasm and more support to the bands who show us that kind of positive attitude.
Adam Weiser from Starland Ballroom was saying the exact same thing of bands just, you know, they play their set and then they leave.
I just don't get why you would want to leave. Like,
yeah.
Because that's the thing, it's like, if you're doing it because you like music and you like playing music, like, wouldn't you want to stick around and see in more bands
and listen
things
to more music?
Yeah, see new things that you haven't seen. Let's put it this way. When I was a kid, caught one of my favorite bands now of all time because I showed up to a show early and they were the opening band and nobody knew them. They just got thrown on because they were somebody's friend or because somebody asked for them. And I watched their set and bought their CD and, like, went home and played it for 9 months straight. And the thing is that, like, when you're told, like, oh, show up at midnight because that's when we're playing, or you have this attitude of, like, I don't have to watch anybody but the band I'm here to see, like, you're going to miss out on potentially your new favorite band or, like, your new best friend.
And I feel like there is a difference, though, because a lot of bands, like, this isn't their full-time career. They do have other jobs. I've seen a lot of bands where, like, I totally would stick around for your set, but I have to be up at, like, 5 o'clock in the morning. And you can see the difference between the bands. They genuinely can't stay for the whole show versus, like, I'm telling a group of my people to come and leave at a certain time.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So what would you say was a big moment for each of you personally while you were working at the Court Tavern that really sticks out in your memory?
The Bouncing Souls.
Bouncing Souls.
Yeah, I was like, holy shit, this is fucking awesome.
For me, it was more so like the first, there's a band called Arliss Nancy that we've had a few times, and they're friends that I met down at the fest in Gainesville in 2012, right after I got the job. We had played together a few times on different festivals and stuff, and we kind of bonded on that trip. And I told them, like, hey, I just became manager of this new, like, of this venue that's like a legendary venue in New Brunswick. If you guys need a show ever, hit me up. By February, they hit me up and they're like, hey, we need a show. We're touring out before we go to Europe or something like that. And I'm like, okay, cool. And I set them up a show on like a Tuesday, and then we had them back like 3 or 4 times. And I think by the third time, I started seeing people coming out specifically to see them. You know, and they're just a DIY band touring the country. And like, you know, we try to do with any touring band, we put them in the middle of the show because we want people to come and stay for them, you know. And by, like I said, the third time they played, there were people that were specifically coming for them. And watching that and seeing like a band from Colorado pull 50 people at our New Brunswick venue on a weeknight or something like that, yeah. You know, that was astonishing to me. That was mind-blowing. Like, and that happened in July. We
on
did
a
on a Tuesday night. There was like, we put together a good show, but there was like 80 people at a show in our upstairs area on a Tuesday night in July, like right after the 4th of July. So like people are already exhausted from partying, like, you know, spent money and all that stuff. And like they're there on a Tuesday to see this band. And they built that themselves at our venue. And to me, that was like, I've accomplished something. That was like, to me, my history. It's like, I at least helped cultivate one thing because I kept booking a good band. Mm-hmm. And I think like, to me, that's the history to be made. Is like when a band can start playing in front of 10 people and nobody knows them, and within a year be playing in front of 70 people, most of which came specifically for them. Like, that's awesome to me. And I feel like bands like, you know, we mentioned before, like Modern Chemistry and Monterey, and bands that kind of came a little bit before them, like The Scandals, who are also, you know, good friends and stuff like that. It's like they started playing these like mishmash shows that just got thrown together, and like we could count on them to, you know, bring a couple heads and be good enough to play a good set and stuff like that. And now when they play, they're playing in front of 50 people guaranteed, because like people want to come see their band and they like their band, and, you know. And like The Scandals, it's like when they play, we almost have to worry about ceiling tiles coming down as much as we do with The Souls, because people are that excited and they love the band, and they've created somewhat of a home space at our venue. And like I said, to me, that's the history. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's really all we can look for in a show, I think. It's just, we want people to have a good time, and we want people to come out and like feel like they're experiencing something that only they can experience.
Well, Kelsey and Rocky, I want to thank both of you so much for stopping by Jersey Rock and hanging out, just talking about your experience and giving us your insight from working at the Core Tavern in New Brunswick and working with local bands. And if you're a local band and are interested in playing a show at the Core Tavern and want to reach out to Kelsey and Rocky, you can email them at info@court-tavern.com. And make sure you keep up with all of the Core Tavern's upcoming shows over on their Facebook events page at facebook.com/courttavern/events. And if you have an idea of what you think should be on the Artist Support Series, you can email me at jerseyrock@wrat.com. As always, thanks for listening. I'm Nikki Black, and this has been the Artist Support Series on Jersey Rock.